What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I went on out and I double-checked. And yes, Tom Cruise is playing Barry Seal. And here's what's interesting. The earlier blurb I had read about this was in the American media, and no mention of Iran-Contra. In the foreign press, it's mentioned. I'm looking at this over in the Express. And it says this is about the CIA's plot to fly arms to Central America and bring cocaine back to the U.S., which exploded into the infamous Iran-Contra scandal. Now, earlier in the show, I said that there were leaks coming on out that Comey was going to stop short of saying that Donald Trump obstructed justice, and he was going to make a big deal over Trump's claim that Comey said that he was not under investigation. Now, all of a sudden, over at Reason.com, they're running the exact opposite story, saying that Comey will testify that Trump tried to shut down the Flynn investigation. So I don't know what's going on in the back channel, or if everybody's just so caught up in the spin cycle that they've lost all touch with reality. Time will tell for tomorrow. But again, look at Comey's history. Director at HSBC when it was laundering drug money, cover-up for Hillary Clinton's crimes. He's been caught lying under oath before Congress. I don't care what he says tomorrow. It's not worth listening to, really. All righty, we're going to take, let's see. No, we already took that phone call, I think. No, Brandon in San Francisco. Brandon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you missed it. The EU already has an army. In fact, they're still shipping them in every day on those boats from Africa and Libya.
I don't think they're going to be very effective fighters.
Yeah, they haven't got the uniforms. The order for the uniforms is still out. The contract's still out for bid. But, yeah, they've got their army sitting there waiting for us. I'm using a euphemism of tar and feather, but I think decapitation strikes are in order for a lot of these Nazis like Juncker. Who is this guy? The Nazi descendant from war profiteering aviation company.
I'm not familiar with his background on that one, but yeah, the name Juncker, we certainly recall that from World War II aviation as well. But I mean, a lot of these people in Europe, they do go back to World War II. Look at George Soros, and it's just, you know, it's almost like we're replaying that history all over again.
The fact that that guy Soros is still breathing, and these Nazi hunters, these Zionist Nazi hunters. Why is this guy getting a pass?
He wasn't a Nazi. He just helped them.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. I mean, the shoe polisher at Auschwitz probably got hanged. But to all the our brothers and sisters from India and China, we need you guys, man. This whole divide and conquer thing, we can't let it work. We have to get it together, people, and just freaking focus on the true enemy of the states and call these fools out. Where's our Navy SEAL guys, our buddies that we need? We got to get it together, people. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now then, interesting little development here. Story that came out of Russia today. Now, again, going back to when Russia took control of their central bank and sort of changed the rest of the world's attitude about them, we have been seeing the U.S. trying to drive a wedge between Russia and the European Union. And that was certainly very obvious and visible under Barack Obama. But so far, and Trump's only been in office a little while now, it appears Russia is now renewing close relations, at least with the French and the Germans. And so, again, we're seeing this this pull where the U.S. government imagined a unipolar world centered on them, and all of a sudden it's becoming a multipolar world again. And we're seeing more and more countries, including longtime traditional friends, start to edge away from the U.S. and more over toward the Russian and Chinese spheres of influence. And I don't think it's really an issue of whether they like us or not. It's an issue of practicality. I think most of them realize that the United States is a failing empire, that we're looking at a horrendous economic crash coming, possibly the collapse of the central federal government, like the former Soviet Union. And they're also looking at this obvious push toward a new world war, and they want to de-link from that, especially in Europe, where the scars of the first two world wars are still visible. So, anyway, apparently Kathy Griffin is continuing to lose sponsors, shows, opportunities. That was a very bad move on her part. She's still playing the victim card. Oh, it's all the fault of Trump. He hates women. He hates entertainers. He's like, shut the heck up. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, Megyn Kelly has had a relaunch over at NBC, and it was a huge buildup. She got the interview with Vladimir Putin, and we're looking at $20 million. And critics were not impressed. They weren't impressed at all. In fact, the consensus of opinion for people who saw the complete unedited interview, because NBC edited it to try and make Putin look bad and Megyn Kelly look good. But basically, it was a rough launch for Megyn Kelly. She wasn't able to take control of the interview. Vladimir Putin just rolled right over her. All right. let's see. We already talked about Dennis Montgomery and his monster lawsuit against the FBI. Let's talk about the economic news for a little bit. Story coming on out from goldcore.com. Gold breaks the six-year downtrend on safe haven and a 50% surge in Chinese demand. Now, we have been hearing over the last several months how it is constantly being confirmed and reconfirmed and reaffirmed that the major banks have been conspiring to suppress the price of physical metals, gold and silver, in order to keep people from selling their stock portfolio, getting into metals, or emptying their bank accounts. They're trying to keep stocks looking very attractive relative to gold, even though in both cases there's a lot of rigging going on. But at some point, the rigging has to break down, because right now everyone's talking safe haven. With all the turmoil going on in the world right now, a lot of people all over the world are deciding it's time to get out of the investment markets, because anything could send them into turmoil. Look at what happened to the Iranian stock market after the attack on their parliament building. Look what happened in Qatar to their stock market. Just from Donald Trump's tweet, our economic system is so fragile, the least little incident or misstatement could send it into turmoil. And people are looking for that safe haven. And safe haven is to be found in gold and silver and other precious commodity materials. Platinum, tantalum, all kinds of things out there that will hold value. I find it amazing that there are actually investment rounds and bars in copper. And that's bizarre for me, because when I was a kid, copper is what you made the plumbing out of. You go into a hardware store and there's racks and racks of copper pipes and faucets and everything. It was all very, very pretty. And apparently the Chinese, because of their economic turmoil, they're trying to buy gold. And their government's encouraging them to do it. Now, over in Spain, it looks like they may avoid, at least temporarily, the European Union bail-in law. Because Banco Popular has been bought by one of their largest banks, Santander. And they bought it for the price of just 1 euro. And apparently Santander is thinking that they have enough cash reserves to get Banco Popular back on track, back into the black. We will see. It all depends on how honest the bookkeeping has been over at Banco Popular. Because books get cooked, debt gets hidden. That's what Papandreou and Goldman Sachs did to the people of Greece. And I'll share a little story from my years in Hollywood. I was working for a company. I'm not going to name the companies or the players because some of them are still around. But there was this one company that decided they wanted to try and establish a monopoly in the field of computer animation. And so they started buying up some smaller companies, and they bought up the company I was working for at the time. And the problem was that the books shown to the prospective buyer weren't accurate. They concealed a huge amount of debt that the company I was working for was carrying. And when the merger was done and the real books were revealed, the whole thing collapsed. It does go on. It happens all the time with businesses, with governments, with banks. So if Banco Popular's bookkeeping was not accurate, it could drag Santander down with it. Good news if you're over there in Colorado. Apparently Colorado has the lowest unemployment rate in the United States. Apparently their economy is booming due to the pot sales. Everybody's out there buying and selling pot and the pipes and the things and the grinders and whatever all else it is that you use with that stuff. So there's a little good sign there. Of course, the alcohol and tobacco people aren't too happy about it, but you know, that's competition and evolution. Two things that are absolutely hated by the fascist economic dictatorship. Sears is still in trouble. Apparently, they're now saying that this year they're going to be closing a total of 250 stores. We don't have that complete list. There was a partial list that came out the other day. I still think they're probably going to close the one that's down here at the bottom of the hill. It is clearly not performing. And it doesn't really help that Sears bowed to pressure from Israel supporters, and they pulled a line of T-shirts, actually an entire clothing line from their store, which was based on Free Palestine or I Love Palestine. And it was on their website, and they got the usual complaints, and they yanked it, showing that they have no spine. Now, let me share something with you all about what the retail experience is supposed to be. A retail store, in order to maximize the potential for sales, will have a lot of different products that cater to different people's interests. When you go into the store, if you see something that you don't like, you don't buy it. You turn around, you find something you do like, and you do buy it. So for all those who were objecting to the Free Palestine clothing line at Sears, the proper adult rational response is to simply walk to some other part of the clothing department and find something that you do like. Not get out there and scream and cry so that the people who might want to wear a Free Palestine shirt are denied the freedom to do so. That's how adults would do it. We live in an age right now where anybody feels they, if they whine and cry and scream and kick enough, that they can decide what everybody else is going to see or read or hear. Seeing all these protests on college campuses, no, you can't have this speaker or that speaker. We have to have a safe zone. We need a day where whites are not allowed on the campus. We're descending into a mobocracy. And again, that's another parallel with what was happening to ancient Rome just before it fell apart, where the mob just demanded whatever they wanted, bread and circuses. And the government capitulated until finally the government collapsed. Now, apparently, bankruptcies by consumers and businesses are on the increase again. Everybody is starting to buckle under the debt load. And there had been a slight decline in bankruptcies as we got out of the 2008 collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, but they're heading back up again. And part of the problem is that a lot of people are trying to make economic forecasts and business forecasts on the basis of the official U.S. government claims, and they're not accurate. So, of course, they come up short in their business models. Now, as you know, the debate is still raging over the potential repeal and replacement of Obamacare. And Trump is trying to get back to that in the midst of all this other nonsense about Comey this and Russia that. And, of course, the health insurance industries, which expected to make huge amounts of money from Obamacare and didn't, They're dropping out of the program and clamoring for their promised taxpayer bailouts. They're hoping that the replacement for Obamacare will, in fact, work the way they wanted Obamacare to work. High insurance rates for everybody, high deductibles, health insurance companies making tons and tons of money. Because that's the new way commerce works in the United States of America. Now, when I was a kid, the way it worked is you would build a good product people wanted to buy, or you'd grow some healthy food people wanted to eat. And they would give you their money, and you would give them the product or the food, and everybody went away happy. Today, corporations will make things that are useless, even dangerous, and then scream for the government to force us all to buy the stuff. And that really doesn't work. Meanwhile, we are hearing, in the wake of that study that was done out in California, which said a single-payer system would result in everybody being covered and save billions of dollars every single year. More and more voters are now out there saying, yeah, we want a single-payer system. And, of course, the Democrats are out there. They want to preserve Obamacare. It's got his name on it. It was his signature accomplishment. But the voters are starting to say they want a single-payer system because it works in so many other countries. They want a health system that is really concerned about health and is not just another for-profit scam. Because this nation can't survive scammers any longer. We've run out of money. We've run out of resources. The scams are so prevalent, it's starting to shut the entire society down, especially in the area of computers. Okay, let's talk about Europe and immigration. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. And apparently the latest wrinkle is that refugees that are coming on in to Germany, female refugees with children, are literally paying German men 5,000 euros to say they are the father of the children, which under German law means that the mother and the child cannot be deported. And apparently German broadcaster RBB did an investigation into this. And apparently German prosecutors have already found 700 men who went for this deal, and they are in a serious amount of trouble. Now, my question is, if these people are poor, struggling refugees fleeing a combat zone, how is it they happen to have 5,000 euros that they can bribe a German guy with? There is something that doesn't really make sense about this. Now, up in Sweden, and we've been poking fun at their liberal government, their feminist government, and I'm hardly alone in doing that. Jeremy Clarkson, when Grand Tour was in Sweden, was making fun of the car-free zones and the bicycle paths. And we know that Sweden has just gone totally over the end on this open borders situation, and we're not going to talk about all the problems refugees are causing. But apparently there is a surge of Euroscepticism taking place in Sweden that is basically becoming a major problem for Sweden's current government. And they're looking at possible major changes in their next election. In fact, the opposition is already saying this feminist, liberal Swedish government is already obsolete. It's out of touch with what's going on in Sweden today. And we're seeing that more and more across the European Union. And as I was mentioning earlier in the show, all over Europe, all over the United States of America, people are seeing this growing disconnect between what the TV tells them is reality and what they can see around them with their own eyes. Oh, unemployment's only 4%. We look out our windows, we see cracked pavement, we see retail vacancies, we see massive homelessness and hunger. We know what the real world is. And it is not being presented to us through those corporate media outlets. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete...
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not... go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
A fashion, a trend going on in Sweden, where women are proving their tolerance and understanding for the refugees by having sex with them. Voluntarily. We're not talking about the rape issue. The women are literally going on out, finding a refugee, taking them home, and having sex with them. And those Swedish women, I remember meeting a few when I was working in Europe, but they're a lot more free about such things than the uptight Americans. But still in all, it does seem to be kind of going overboard on this political correctness issue here. And of course, the danger here is that the refugees that are flowing into Europe and to the United States are carrying diseases, some of them sexually transmissible, some of them untreatable. And so I'm hoping that they're engaging in safe sex, but it's a risk to be doing that. Now, getting on back to what's going on here locally, over at Fox News, Greg Jarrett is calling on Ruth Bader Ginsburg to recuse herself from the upcoming hearing on the travel ban over the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been very public with her comments opposing Donald Trump, which, by the way, is a violation of the rules of the Supreme Court. It is expressly forbidden for any justice on the Supreme Court to speak out either for or against a candidate or a politician. It's an absolute violation. So Greg Jarrett is saying she should step down. The problem with that is, of course, it creates a potential for a tie vote. Now, as you know, some of the European Union member states are starting to say, we're closing the borders, we don't care what Brussels says about it. Latest poll from Poland, 71% of the people there want to ban Muslim immigration. They've just had it with all the crime, all the problems, and certainly the possibility, the increased potential for terror. I mean, if you look over at London, where their mayor is saying, just get used to it. This is the new normal. If you want to live in a nice town like London, you're just going to have to take the risk of getting blown up or stabbed. Now, do you remember a while back in Idaho, there was this horrible incident where three Muslim refugee boys raped a five-year-old girl, and they were arrested. The media basically ignored the story because it makes the Muslim refugees look bad, and we can't do that, or George Soros will put away his checkbook. And they went to trial, and they weren't convicted, and then they were sentenced. And here's where it gets weird. The judge put a gag order on the whole case. He sealed the case. Parents of the victim are literally blocked from commenting on the sentence that was handed to these three boys. Nobody knows how long they're going away for, or even that they're going away at all. The parents are allowed to say that they're very disappointed in the sentence, but that's it. If they go into any details, they can go to jail for contempt of court. And given that, in theory, the process of arresting, trying, convicting, and imprisoning an offender is to create a deterrent to others to commit that crime, how does this make sense to just cover it all up and wall it away? And the answer is it doesn't. This is just more of that attempt to hide from you the terrible downside of that open borders policy, because George Soros wants a global government, and what George Soros wants, George Soros is going to get. There's never a large meteor when you really, really need one. Now, over at Judicial Watch, which is a tremendous organization, they have now filed a lawsuit against the University of California to end in-state tuition for illegal aliens. And because this is all being funded by the California taxpayer, and Judicial Watch is saying the Board of Regents of the university isn't the state legislature. They can't authorize illegal benefits like the tuition. More about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to Judicial Watch and the University of California, we're getting this breaking story coming from Reuters. Iran's Revolutionary Guards are saying that the terror attacks that just took place in Iran were sponsored by Saudi Arabia. And apparently they've found evidence or they've got individuals, and they're saying this is a deliberate provocation by Saudi Arabia, along with going after Qatar. So, yeah, it looks like Saudi Arabia is getting ready to make a grab for Qatar and Iran at the same time. Now, getting on back to this Judicial Watch lawsuit, the point they're making is that the Board of Regents of the University of California is not the legislature of California, and therefore they do not have the authority to allocate taxpayer money for anything to do with illegal immigrants. And they overstepped their authority. More than that, it is, again, it's a Title VIII violation to aid and abet illegal immigrants. And I think what Donald Trump needs to do, when he gets a little more traction, when he gets past all of this endless Russia collusion nonsense, is he needs to tell the Attorney General, you start enforcing Title VIII on all these state governors, on all these city mayors, on all these university regents, who are thumbing their nose at the United States of America and its citizens. Emphasis on citizens. Now, the other day, we were talking about how modern education is all about indoctrination to get you to believe certain things like human caused global warming, gender is fluid, and so forth and so on. And it turns out that there's a foundation for that analysis. Apparently, the Wall Street Journal was looking at a specific series of tests that are given to freshmen and seniors in colleges across the United States of America. And the test is designed to measure the improvement in their critical thinking skills. In other words, they measure how well incoming freshmen are able to analyze and deduce and think logically. And then they do the same test when they were senior to see what improvement there has been. And they're finding all across the country, there's virtually no improvement. That modern college education is about feeding your head full of things that you're going to believe in. They're not teaching people how to think. That's part of that dumbing down process. The government doesn't want you to think. They want you to believe. Believe we need to go to war. Believe in human-caused global warming. Believe that vaccines are safe for you. Don't look at the facts. Don't look at the raw data. Believe us when we tell you humans are warming the planet. Don't go out and look at the snow for yourself. What's wrong with you? It's not politically correct to look at snow. After all, snow is racist. And it really is getting out of control. Frankly, if I had been fortunate enough to be a parent, which evaded me, and if I had a child who was ready to go to college, I would seriously think about where I was going to send them, or even if. College education today is not the guaranteed path to a higher paying job. They're not out there. Look at all these college graduates who are just struggling under this immense load of student loan debt. And look at what is going on the college campuses. Apparently over at Evergreen State College, where they're out there screaming, you know, we need to have a white-free zone this, or a white-free day this, or all this other nonsense. Apparently the protesters are roaming the campus with baseball bats. They have been photographed on the campus carrying baseball bats. We are an empire in decline. The mob is taking over. Now, interestingly enough, more Americans died of drug overdoses in 2016 than there were casualties in the Vietnam or Korea wars. It is really out of control. And part of it, of course, is accidental overdose of prescription opiates, which are being put on out there as hard as they can. Get them all hooked. Turn them into permanent customers. And there is, of course, the illegal heroin trade, which has exploded ever since the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, which is a tremendous source of high-quality opium. And we have run the article with the photos showing the coalition forces in Afghanistan guarding and protecting the opium poppies and handling the raw sack, the sacks of raw opium. We know that the elements of the U.S. government have been involved in the drug trade. I was rather pleased to see in the British press that they are talking about how Barry Seal was working for the CIA, running guns to Central America, funding it all with cocaine that was being brought back. We know that the CIA was bringing heroin into the United States from Vietnam, inside the body bags of the of all of our dead soldiers. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. The war on drugs is just the war on the competition. These small little upstarts who are cutting in on the CIA's action. And a lot of people are dying, and not just here in the United States. A lot of that Afghan opium is being smuggled into Russia. And by the way, sending these drugs into other countries is a form of covert destabilization and attack. It was one of the reasons why Britain was selling opium to the Chinese was not just to make money off the Chinese people, but to bring China down as a competing world power. And ultimately, it worked. The Chinese imperial government collapsed, and then there was a backlash where the communists took over. Oopsie. Didn't see that one coming, did ya? Now, as you know, when I was working in Hollywood, I made my career primarily in the area of computer animation and visual effects. And it's been kind of fun to have watched it from the very, very early days of these vector graphic machines, the Earl and Sutherland's PS2, and all the way up to the modern technology that we have today. What I have just sitting on this desktop is just amazing compared to what we worked with in the early days. But sometimes it gets put to purposes that are less than wonderful. We've seen that in the corporate media, which more and more is using visual effects and animation as a substitute for going on out and actually reporting what's going on in the world. But I think a new low has just been set by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And they have produced a disturbing new video that supposedly shows a cat being abused at the hands of its owner. And apparently it's very graphic, it's very brutal, it's difficult to watch, and it is absolutely 100% fake. And now PETA is trying to get media organizations to publish the fake video to say, this is what's happened, this is what we're fighting here. Please send us money. And it's a fake. It's a hoax. And it's certainly not what we wanted to see computer animation used for. But again, technology is neither good nor bad. It is all the people who are using it. To what ends are they using it? Same thing applies to firearms. Firearms are neither good nor evil. The people holding them are using them for good purposes or evil. Virtually anything that exists in the world can be used for a good purpose or a bad purpose. It's the people. It's not the technology. It's like Theresa May was talking about censoring the internet because of the London bombing. What about all the people who do good work on computers, who share information on subjects like health, or just information on their hobbies, or do their business online? It isn't the computers that are the problem. It isn't the internet that's the problem. It's the people who decide to take a technology and put it to evil purposes. You should be going after the people, not the technology. And speaking of which, apparently there is a new malware out there, and it's been found lurking in PowerPoint files, the PPTs, the ones that will just play when you click on them. And it doesn't matter if you have macros disabled on your computer, because apparently somebody found a way to install what's called a PowerShell script into this PowerPoint file, which is executed inside the link. You don't even have to click it. It's that pernicious. Now, the good news is most Windows users are not using PowerShell. And if you don't even know what I'm talking about, there's the normal command shell that comes on up, which is very limited functionality. PowerShell is a lot more like the Windows shell you would get on a Linux machine. It's got a scripting language. It's far more powerful command line interpreter. But a lot of people don't use it. And if you're not using it, you probably ought to turn it off, because apparently it can be used as an attack vector on your machine. And you can go to a search engine and just search for disable PowerShell on whatever version of Windows you are using, because it's a different trick for different whatever. You may not even have it on your system. Apparently, it's an optional download from Windows. But if you do have it and you're not using it, you might want to think about shutting it off. And if you don't know how to get into the internals of your Windows machine, have your local geeky friend do it for you. But again, it's not the PowerShell that's the problem. It is the human being who sat there and said, ooh, I can use this to harm other people. And there is no question that malware and cybercrime are completely out of control. It's causing billions of dollars in losses. NSA can't do a thing about it. In fact, NSA is a big part of the problem. So is the CIA. They developed all these tools that got leaked out and now are in the hands of the cybercriminals. You know how government works. If they can't actually fix anything, they're going to pretend it's not a problem. I mean, how much coverage of Fukushima are you seeing on the corporate media right now? None, because they can't do anything about it. They can't tax you for it. They can't win votes with it. It's just not important. Story coming out of Blacklisted News. Apparently, it's been discovered through various Freedom of Information requests, U.S. police forces are now more and more automatically extracting all the phone data from everybody who's being arrested. They do it without a warrant. The claim by the police is the arrestees are consenting to the download. I'm not sure how much coercion is being applied, but they're just siphoning off all that data. Now, anybody who's going to be a real criminal or a real terrorist, they're not going to be using the cell phones, tablets, whatever. They're going to have other systems out there. I mean, look at how tiny these Raspberry Pis are. You could build a computer that you have your nefarious activities on, like your bikini photo collection, and you could hide it someplace where they don't even know it's there. Now, getting on back to Theresa May and her desire to craft a completely new internet that is subject to government control and regulation, because by golly, I don't like it when people are out there telling the truth about us. More and more people are coming forward to say it's not really workable. And in any event, the real criminals and the real terrorists are going to have their own systems. And Jennifer Arcuri, co-founder of Cybersecurity Hacker House, pointed out any government backdoor weakens the security of an encrypted comms channel. And if you allow a backdoor for a government, you have no idea who else is accessing or listening. And that, of course, has always been the argument. The biggest threat to your data is the government itself. And again, I refer back to this Asia-Pacific Economic Conference took place in Seattle back in the 90s. And it was a huge stink because it came on out that U.S. government agencies on the taxpayer dollar were breaking into the computers of the conference attendees. Had nothing to do with crime, had nothing to do with terror. They were committing industrial espionage. They were stealing business secrets from the various attendees to the conference and passing them on to Bill Clinton's cronies to give them an advantage in making deals and negotiations. All of which is illegal, and certainly not the business of the U.S. government's intelligence agencies. Now, the other day we were talking about Spectrum Internet, which, by the way, still cannot seem to get their act together in terms of communication with the mainland. It's a little better today. It was terrible yesterday. And Spectrum has come on out saying they are not throttling Internet access. They're actually being sued by the state of New York, or they were sued by the state of New York, for not delivering anywhere near the advertised speeds. And it is a problem. We pay for 300 megabits per second download, and as of this morning, we're getting maybe 40. So you can see it's an issue there. But Spectrum said they were not throttling the Internet connections. Then somebody actually found a document at Spectrum's own website that acknowledges that while balancing network load, they may change speed parameters. So their thinking is, if we don't use the word throttle, then we can say we are not throttling the feed. Okay? Now, with that object lesson of corporate and government doublespeak there, Australia, in the next meeting with Five Eyes, the echelon people, is out there talking about a non-backdoor backdoor. And it is a backdoor implemented at the internet service provider level. But they're out there saying, well, no, it's not a backdoor. We're not calling it a backdoor. We're going to call it something else. We're going to call it from cooperation from the carriage services providers. And if we're not using the word backdoor, then it's not a backdoor. Now, to the cyber criminals and the hackers, they don't care what it's called. Once they find it, they will use it. And again, all of this spying is on law-abiding citizens who've done nothing wrong, because the real criminals and the real terrorists can come up with their own encryption. We proved that a few years ago with our NSA challenges. We wrote 6 separate codes and put them on out there. Not one of them was broken. And the NSA would have had a good motive to break the codes to discourage other people from writing their own encryption systems. And I'm not an encryption expert. And I'm only a moderately decent programmer. It's been a lot of years since I was a code slinger. I even had to go back and read the manual again to get the code to work. It was a little bit of a humiliating experience, but I did get it up and running, and it worked. And it's a very, very powerful code. And real criminals, terrorists, nation states, they're going to do this. So all of this spying, it's all about keeping watch on you to make sure you're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. Can you say dictatorship? I knew you could, children. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and getting on with computers. Bit of an alarmist article that came out over at Government Slaves here, where apparently British experts are saying that hackers could actually access nuclear missile submarines. And obviously, when a nuclear missile submarine is at sea, it's effectively air-gapped. But they're talking about vulnerabilities when it is in port, being serviced, being repaired. Somebody could throw a flash drive in there and load some malware that activates when it's out at sea. And it's a long shot, but they're trying to make a big deal about it, that the British Navy's ballistic missile submarines are vulnerable. And how real that is, I don't know, but they keep pushing hacker, 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 hacker. And remember, one of the scenarios we have talked about as a false flag to scare us all into just going along with World War III is a virtual 9/11, where the entire internet is shut down, especially all those pesky truth websites like Republic Broadcasting, and blamed on whoever is to be invaded this next week. And every time they start cranking up hacker this, hacker that, it's just more of the booga booga, the fear-mongering that's going on out there. Now, here's an interesting story. It's from Natural News, and it's talking about the advent of drones and driverless tractors now being used for farming. And thinking about it, where you have farm fields that are laid out on a grid, it does look like a very reasonable application for robotics to be doing the plowing and the harvesting and so forth. But again, we need to be very cautious about this rush toward automation, because those robots that are working the farm will not be going to the grocery store to buy the food produced by the farm. And there is the issue. If you have an economy, manufacturing, agriculture, that's all being run by robots, and your human population is out of work, then how does the economy function? You've got producers unable to sell what they produce to consumers unable to buy. And I think there needs to be a serious long-term discussion about balancing automation against the necessity of keeping the vast majority of the nation employed. Of course, right now, the vast majority of the nation is unemployed and on federal government handouts. And I'm a big fan of technology, but we have to factor in that human aspect. What does it do to the human society to be going in this direction? Now, there are things that robots are really good for, like going into ruined nuclear reactors, although they don't survive there very well. But I think we need to reserve certain areas of endeavor to the human race, simply to give them purpose, employment, a sense of pride. Going to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.